26 minutes now to midday, and I'm joined in the studio by the consultant plastic surgeon Elena Praskaya. Morning, Elena.
Good morning, Tony.
We had a good little chat last month about breast cancer, and it's one of the things that I know is an absolute passion of yours. And the other thing that you deal with, I mean, perhaps you could explain this to me, because looking at your website, and you sent me some stuff through to have a read of, we're talking about lymphedema this morning. What does the word actually mean?
Lymphedema is a condition. We all know what blood is. Blood is a fluid which runs in our arteries and veins. Yeah. However, in our body, we have another kind of little channels, which are called lymphatic vessels.
All right.
So, lymph runs through lymphatic vessels. And unfortunately, in some cases, these little tubes, they stop working. What happens next? Patient develop swelling in the leg or in the arm.
What do they actually do, though? What does it actually do? These little vessels. What are they? We all know what blood vessels are for. But I'm being simple here.
These little lymphatic vessels, they transport lymph, this fluid which is called lymph, from our extremities all over our body. They circulate very fast. However, if patient, for example, had axillary node dissection for a breast cancer, the lymph nodes, which was transporting the lymph from the arm, get removed. Therefore, this transport of this fluid stop working. What happened next? Patients start accumulating the fluid under the skin, get swelling, get painful arm. As a consequence, they get infections. And this is very heavy condition. More than 4,000 people only in Sussex are suffering currently from lymphedema. So the extension of this problem is actually very, very big.
Yeah, you just said 4,000 people in Sussex. So it's
only
not
in Sussex.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not an uncommon condition then, is it?
It is very common condition. And why is it so common? Because it's not only can be caused by surgery, but it also can be congenital. Some people can be just born with mal-developed lymphatics. Some people can be born with mal-developed lymphatics, but they may not know about it until they are 20, 30 years old. It's called lymphedema tarda. And then suddenly they start developing swelling in their legs or in their arms, and they guess, why is it happening? And this is actually also congenital maldevelopment of lymphatic system. Apart of this, there are a million of our causes of lymphedema, such as surgery for varicose veins, any other kind of surgery what people can have in the pelvis, in the lower extremity.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, unfortunately, huge volume of patients is suffering from this condition.
Is there anything that we could do to actually for instance, if you smoke, one of the things they say is you there's a high possibility of getting lung cancer. There's all sorts of risks associated with that. But is there anything you can do lifestyle wise to actually lower the risk of suffering from this?
Well, unfortunately not, especially if it's congenital condition. If your lymphatics are not working well and you was born like this, this is what it is, and it can be addressed, but unfortunately this is something which can't be changed. Again, if you had a surgery and your lymph nodes was removed, unless we do replacement of these lymph nodes with a surgical technique which we called vascularized lymph node transfer, there is no other way to replace this missing lymph glands. Not everybody develop lymphedema after axillary node clearance, but if you have developed lymphedema, that means or surgical treatment or lymphatic massage is necessary for life.
Yeah, I mean, the surgery you do, I mean, you actually show how this is done on your you've got a website that's called lymphedemasurgical.com. Believe it or not, I know you said .co.uk, but it's actually come up as .com, believe it or not. And it's showing quite specifically the type of surgery it is, but it's microscopic, isn't it?
It is called super microsurgery. As a plastic surgeon, I'm trained in microsurgery, and this is what we do when we reconstruct the breast, for example, with tissue from the thymus, which is called diaflap. Microsurgery is when we connect vessels larger than 1 millimeter. However, lymphatic vessels, they are smaller than that. They can look more or less like a human hair under the microscope. That is why it is called super
under a microscope, they look like a hair.
Well,
so how
when it's a big magnification, of course, it comes to the better size. But yes, it's extremely, extremely tiny vessels, and that's why it is called super microsurgery. So it's the same meaning. You have to connect little tubes under the microscope, but magnification is larger, and it's more technically challenging.
How on earth do you do that? I mean, one has this in the head, you know, if you're joining a couple of arteries together, you could put, in its simplest form, you'd put a couple of stitches in, wouldn't you, or something to hold it together. But if you're talking something that's smaller than a human hair, under a microscope, how on earth do you do it?
With a lot of patience, with a good music, a lot of time, and a good team.
Lots of music.
You relax, you enjoy, and you do it little by little, but it's very hard work. Normally, it's done by two consultants, because surgery itself can take many, many hours, and we take turns. That's why the advantage of how we are doing it in our service is we are doing it between two very experienced microsurgeons, and it speeds us up, and it also...
The complexities of the human body there, isn't it, really? So let's get back to lymphedema itself. Is it one of those things that once upon a time, before all this super microsurgery, was fairly fatal?
It was not fatal, but it is a condition which was destroying people's life. What happens with time if lymphedema is not treated? The extremity get more and more swollen. It causes extreme disfigurement. One extremity can be 10 times larger than another one. The skin get fibrotic. Patients start getting infection. Many of them stop working, stop coming out from home because they are so embarrassed of how it looks. And if it's not addressed, it was getting worse and worse. So it was a very, very embarrassing condition.
It's men and women both.
Exactly,
get this,
Of course.
Is it more prevalent in women?
No, I wouldn't say so. But of course... other non-surgical techniques, which was employed also very frequently, is lymphedema decongestive therapy, which is done by physiotherapist. Also, these patients are wearing a compressive garment, but this is something what we call maintenance for life. It's not a treatment. It's just the way to keep it not getting worse.
Oh, so there are non-invasive treatments as well.
This is correct. Yes.
But they're managing a situation rather than correcting it, I'm taking it.
This is correct, yes. And wearing a compressive garment in a hot summer, it's not fun for these poor patients.
No, I can imagine. Now, I mean, how bad does it have to be before surgery is considered? With something like that?
To be honest, earlier we do the surgery, the better outcomes we can get. On very advanced stages of lymphedema, sometimes there are basically no working lymphatics left, and in this case it's very difficult to treat surgically. There are other surgical techniques such as liposuction which can be done in very advanced stages.
How does that work then? Because isn't liposuction the removal of fatty tissue?
Fatty tissue is one of the components of lymphedema. Yeah. And basically what liposuction does is to debulk this extremity, which has excess of the volume, but it does not treat the condition. The techniques what we employ, such as vascularized lymph node transfer, taking the healthy lymph nodes from one area of the body and transplanting it to the extremity which is suffering from lymphedema, and lymphatic venular bypass, when we connect lymphatics under the microscope to small venules to improve lymphatic outflow. Those are the techniques which are called physiological techniques. They restore lymphatic outflow from the extremity, and this is the difference. And definitely it is better to do it on early stages. Let's say if a patient had axillary node clearance for breast cancer and she started to develop swelling in her arm, this is the best moment.
So that would be an early warning sign, would it, swelling in the arm?
Yes, that would be the best moment to come and to consider surgical treatment. Even sometimes it can be done as preventive. We have special techniques to see actually if patient also has multiple develop lymphatics, and if patient is going to have axillary or groin node dissection, and we already know what lymphatics are not working very well, then we can do vascularized lymph node transfer as a prevention of further lymphedema.
So what I mean, obviously the first port of call would always be a GP, wouldn't it, with these sorts of things? So you've got this swelling, you go and see the GP. I mean, would it be something that a GP would be able to spot simply, or could they confuse it with something else?
Yes, they can confuse it with multiple conditions. There is a lot of other causes of swelling, especially in lower extremities. How do we establish what it is, exactly what it is? We employ special diagnostic test. One of it is called lymphoscintigraphy. It is a special radiological study when we see actually if lymphatics are working on this extremity, and if there is a block, we can detect which level the block is. Also, in our clinic, we employ a technique, very novel and exciting technique, which is called photodynamic eye. Patient can navigate with us together in his or her lymphatic system. We inject little contracts under the skin. And after this, with a special camera, we can see how the contrast run under the skin of the patient through the lymphatics. So if the lymphatics are not working, we can see big difference between one leg or another, or one arm or another. And also, we can detect which lymphatics are left under the skin. And these are the lymphatics which we will reconnect later on to the little venules.
The technology is phenomenal, isn't it, really?
It is amazing.
You can actually sort of see things moving around in the body, and, you know, that's not right, but that is. That's quite extraordinary. Again, but at what point would a doctor refer, a GP refer on to someone like yourself?
Well, at the moment, what we are getting is direct referrals. The world is like a giant brains, and somehow...
Yeah, but the question really is how bad would a situation have to be for somebody with this before they would be referred on to someone like yourself?
Unfortunately, most of the GPs are even not aware about possibility of surgical treatment. There is a lot of people who have no idea about what this surgery exists. Even if you Google it, NHS choice, at the website NHS Choices and the lymphedema, the only surgical treatment what is mentioned there is liposuction. And then if you go on the questions of the patients, directly there you can see, because patients are already aware of it. It is done for more than 10 years all over the world.
So this is kind of groundbreaking stuff then, is it?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's pioneering. You really are at the...
Well, it was pioneered many, many years ago in many other countries, but however, we are a bit...
Why are we so far behind in this country then? Why would that be?
I wouldn't be able to answer this question
without going. Is something to do with the politics, I believe.
I guess.
But it's. I mean, clearly, it's available privately. Obviously,
yes.
The NHS. I'm guessing are now getting on board with this stuff. Are they?
It's possible, yes, and there are very few spots where probably the surgery will be available, but there is a lot of difficulty for NHS to accept this kind of surgery because economically it's not profitable. It's very, very
It shouldn't
long
be about profit, though, should it?
It shouldn't be, but we all know what NHS is running with billions of debts,
yeah.
And unfortunately, yes, I don't see it happening in the near future in every regular hospital, unfortunately, because
so
there is a need.
But it's a health matter, isn't it, really? I mean, if there's a cure for or a treatment for it, what are people's options then if they've got this? Is the option predominantly private?
Unfortunately, at the moment, it is predominantly private, yes. But also, we are hoping to start working with insurance companies more and more, and hopefully insurance cover will be more and more available for this type of treatment.
Oh, I see. So, yeah, it's working that way. And eventually, I would guess, as it becomes more and more commonplace, I mean, certainly if you're talking 4,000 people alone in Sussex, that means around the country, there's got to be an awful lot more than that, aren't there?
To be honest, the interest is huge to our services, and we can analyze the interest online by Google Analytics, and I can see what there are more people looking for lymphedema treatment than for cosmetic treatment, which is absolutely surprising.
Now you have this website. Tell us very briefly, because we've got about a minute and a half left, about this website, because it, to me, you've got some fascinating. You've got some fascinating stuff here, which actually shows the things quite graphically and quite clearly how it all works.
The reason why I designed the website, I just wanted people to know as much as possible about what is available and what is really work for lymphedema treatment. So I designed it as informative as possible, and there's possibility to navigate and to see what kind of surgical treatment exists, what can be done, how lymphedema can be diagnostic, what are different causes of lymphedema, why patient can develop lymphedema after breast cancer, and it also inform what actually we can do simultaneous breast reconstruction and treatment of lymphedema. All these exciting options are very well described on this website.
So it's all really to do with the treatment, the ongoing treatment really of breast cancer.
There are three main sections in this website. One is treatment of lymphedema after breast cancer. One is treatment of lymphedema for lower limb. And another one is any other types of lymphedema, which is not breast cancer, but upper limb.
Okay. Well, I think we're actually there, though, but we can give that web address once more. It's lymphedemasurgical.com.
Thank you very much.
It is. Elena, it's been a joy and a pleasure to see you. Thank you so much for sort of explaining it so simply for us, because I now understand a whole lot more. We hope to see you soon.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.